In 1995, Obama saw his opening to run for elected office when Illinois State Senator Alice Palmer decided to run for Congress the following year. Palmer had her eye on the congressional seat being vacated by Mel Reynolds. In 1995, Reynolds was forced to resign from the U.S. House of Representatives after a state court convicted him of sexual misconduct with a 16-year-old campaign volunteer. Palmer went out of her way to name Obama as her hand-picked successor. To get Obama's state Senate race off to a good start, Palmer arranged a function for a few influential liberals in the district at the Hyde Park home of Weather Underground activists Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn. Palmer sought to introduce Obama to likely campaign contributors and supporters. Dr. Quentin Young, a prominent Chicago physician who attended the informal get-together, remembered Palmer and Obama being at the gathering. Young told Politico.com that Obama and Ayers were friends. The Boston Globe reported that a Chicago-based blogger named Maria Warren said Ayers and Dorn were introducing Obama to the Hyde Park community as the best thing since sliced bread. Palmer would never have introduced Obama to the Hyde Park political community at the Ayers-Dorn home unless she saw an affinity between Ayers and Dorn's radical leftist history, her own history of far leftist politics, and admiration for the Soviet system in the 1980s, and the politics of Barack Obama. Obama's current press secretary, Bill Burton, has argued Obama was an 8-year-old when Ayers and Dorn were active in the Weather Underground, and that any attempt to connect Obama with events of almost 40 years ago is ridiculous. Yet the record shows the connections between Obama and Ayers Dorn have actively continued since Obama launched his political career in their living room in 1995. Obama and Ayers served together on the Woods Fund board for 3 years, beginning in 1999. Obama left the board in 2002, and Ayers is still a member. Obama met his wife-to-be, Michelle, at the Chicago law firm Sidley Austin. Michelle was the attorney at the firm who was assigned to mentor Obama in the summer of 1989. Obama was an intern at the firm after his first year of Harvard Law School. Bernadine Dorn also worked as a paralegal at Sidley Austin from 1984 through 1988. Whether Barack Obama and Dorn worked at the firm at the same time is unclear, but that Michelle and Dorn worked at the firm together is well established. When Obama returned to Chicago after graduating from Harvard Law School, he, Thomas Ayers, Bill Ayers' father, and John Ayers, Bill Ayers' brother, served together on the Leadership Council of the Chicago Public Education Fund. In 1995, Bill Ayers co-founded the Chicago Annenberg Challenge, an organization Ayers created with a $50 million grant program for the Chicago Public Schools. Ayers selected Obama to be the first chairman of the board of the challenge, a position Obama held for 8 years until 2003, a period during which Ayers remained active with the challenge. These connections make laughable the claim by Obama and campaign manager David Axelrod that Obama and Bill Ayers were just neighbors who may have known each other casually because their children went to school together. As one internet blogger investigating Ayers asked, "Just how many bald-faced lies is Obama to be allowed without consequence?"